We flew in last night, and somebody asked us, do you know whether it's day or night? All we said is, we know we are preaching, that's all. But it's so good to be with you here this morning, and always, you know, meeting Bob, Pastor Bob, Apostle Bob, and Apostle Linda at the conferences in Malaysia. But just being here with you would seal a lot more to know. Whenever we think and pray of you, we really have a picture in our hearts and our minds of what is happening here. So my wife is with me here. It's Pastor Anna. She's from Indonesia. And we've just been married about 2-3 years now. And I promised her to take her to Disneyland. So that's the real reason we are here, not you. You're just a sideshow. Sorry, no, I'm just joking. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 8. Okay, I'm on track then. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of the sin, of sin and death. Amen. Thank God for His Word. When Jesus died, He just didn't die for us to go to heaven. He died and He rose again so that we could bring heaven down to the earth. That's why He died for us. That's why He gave us salvation. And the Bible says to us that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. If this law begins to work inside of your life, you begin to defeat every law that is around you. When Jesus died and He rose again, not only gave us salvation, but He gave us a law to live by. And if this law begins to live inside of you, then every law that is around you will come to an end. Yes. Amen? Yes. When the Bible talks about the law of spirit and life, the best way that I could explain it is in this way. Maybe I'll just pick up my water as well. Now, if I let this bottle of water go, where will it go? Where? Because of the law of? If I fast and I pray, and I let it go, where will it go? No matter what you do, because there is a law that is operating, it begins to have to follow that law. But if I operate on another law, if I take this bottle of water and go into the surface of the moon, and I let it go, it won't go down. Because there is another law that is operating that is higher than the law of gravity. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, if it operates in you, it will defeat every other law that is operating around you. But this law has got to be inside. It's got to be internal. It's got to be internally configured. It's got to become one with you. You got to be it and it got to be you. It cannot be operating on the outside. It's got to be operating on the inside. If it's operating on the inside of you, whatever that is around you, every kind of death, every kind of sin, everything will come to an end because this law is operating inside of you. Amen? That's why it's not impossible to live a supernatural life on the outside. It's not impossible to live a supernatural life naturally. Because we don't want to live two lives. We want to live a natural and a supernatural. On the weekends, we are supernatural. On Monday to Saturday, we are natural. And then every other time, we are trying to be in between, so we don't know where we are. But you know, when Paul said to the people, he said, walk in the Spirit. Do you know walking is something very natural for us? Yeah. is not something that's supernatural. You don't even think about it. You don't say, I'm going to put my left leg out, unless you're singing the song. Unless you're singing the song. But the Bible says to us, walk in the Spirit. Everything that is supernatural must become natural for you. And there is a way. It is possible. I say it is possible. It is possible. It's not going to be like, you know, whenever you're in the office and you suddenly need to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you need to suddenly pray in tongues in the office. You won't be having a job soon after. But no, it will just be natural for you. So when the Bible says walk in the Spirit, everything supernatural must be as natural as walking. How does it happen? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen? So you understand the concept. Let's find out the process by which it happens. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he is not his. Amen. The process, this is how the process begins to happen. The Bible says to us, our mind need to be set. In verse 5, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. And then in verse 6 it says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How is it possible for us to stay connected all the time? How is it possible for us to be supernaturally natural all the time? The Bible says to us, a carnal mind brings death. And if we study the Word of God, the Bible says to us that God said to Adam and Eve, he said, if you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. Death is separation. Anytime any of your thoughts separate yourself from God, there's death. The moment you begin to set your mind on things of the Spirit, your mind begins to be set on the things of the Spirit. Your mind begins to, the thoughts of God and your thoughts are becoming one. What happens? The law of the Spirit of life begins to work inside of us. Let me show you another scripture in Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, say the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The distance between heaven and earth is the distance between your thoughts and God's thoughts. Why is heaven far away from you? Because your thoughts and God's thoughts are not the same. When you face a situation, when you face the challenges you have in your family, what is God's thoughts on the matter? And what is your thoughts on the matter? It will tell you how far heaven is away from your family. But the moment your thoughts become his thoughts, and the moment his thoughts become your thoughts, what happens inside? What happens? Heaven becomes closer. Heaven becomes closer. Heaven begins to permeate here on the earth. Hallelujah. It comes through you. It comes through your thoughts. It begins to come and it begins to live inside of you. And it began, that process happens. The law of the Spirit of life is now will defeat every other law around you. Because for too long we have been dependent on everything on the outside. But Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That church is not dependent on anything except heaven. And for heaven to flow through, the Bible says to us, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Every time there is a separation between man and God, the perceptions will be different. Let's see what happened to Adam, the book of Genesis. It's going to be a long day, Genesis. No, it's not. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 7. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, Genesis 3, verse 6 and 7, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were? The eyes of both of them were open, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. Let's see what happened. Eve took the fruit and she ate. When she ate, what happened? Tell me. Eyes were open. That is incorrect. Let's read again. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. Anything happened? Nothing happened yet. So she also gave to her husband with her and he ate. The man does what he does best, eat. Okay. Good, obedient man. All right. She also gave to her husband with her and he ate. The Bible says, What's the first word in verse 7? Then their eyes of both of them opened. What happened? They lost corporate life. Everything they saw was the same before they sinned. That's why they had little trouble. Their perceptions were the same. Their thoughts were the same. On a matter. It was corporate. But the moment they ate the fruit, there was separation. God's thoughts were not in them. And every time they saw a matter, it was always based on fact. It was always based on human perception. That's why the Bible says, then the eyes of them were? Does it mean they were walking around with their eyes closed? No, that's not what it means. It means now that their perspectives were human. They became human beings after they sinned. Hello? Are you there? You must be wondering why this man from Malaysia has come to mess us up. Keep messing, all right. I'm not messing you up. I'm bringing us back to original pattern. So he began, as they ate the fruit, they became human beings. But God created us to be spirit beings. The Bible says in Genesis 2 and verse 7, it says to us, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Some of your translation, living soul. The word living there means the life of God. The life of God in their soul, some of your translation. But the Bible says here, my translation says they became a living being. What does it mean? Their perceptions were like God. Their spirit was in charge, not their mind. Their spirits were, they were spirit being. Everything, all their perceptions were like Him. When God saw something, He saw it from this plane. When man sees something, he sees it from this plane. Their eyes were open. What does it mean? They were operating on a lower plane. But the moment the spirit of life of Christ Jesus comes inside of you, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus begins to operate in you, what happens is that you become more and more like Him. You start to think like Him. You start to live like him. You start to talk like him. The nature of God inside of you begins to come inside of you, and it begins to take over your life, and it begins to give you perspectives that only God can give to you. Now, every other law around you begins to be defeated because there is another law greater operating. That's why it's not impossible for us to live a supernatural life naturally. It's not impossible, but it is very possible. So in verse 7, it says, the eyes of both of them were open, and they saw that they were naked. What is the first thing they saw when their perspectives changed? Themselves. The self-life was birth. The trouble begins. The self-life was now in charge. Before they sinned, what did they do? When they looked at each other, they saw God in each other. They saw the nature of God. They saw the potential of God. They saw everything of God into each other. But the moment they were separated from God, the first thing they saw is themselves. And as they saw themselves, everything around them was not important anymore. Because the perspectives were human. Because the more of God you have in you, you would find that you decrease, diminish, and die. And other people become more important. It's very easy to use a yardstick to find out how much of God is inside of you. How much of your thoughts are about yourself? Killing you slowly so that Christ can rise. Hallelujah. How much of our thoughts are about ourselves, our needs, our job, everything is about us. That will begin to tell you how much of us is in there. Because when Jesus said, when the disciples went to Jesus and said, Father, teach us to pray. He said, Our Father, he said, the first thing about prayer is to be conscious of God and not conscious of self. The moment you're conscious of yourself, it's like a rocket that is meant for the space, never takes off. It stays on the ground because it's going the wrong way. Because prayer is supposed to come from heaven down to earth. Not from earth to heaven. These are the thoughts of God. When you set your mind on things of the Spirit, what does the Bible say? The Bible says to us that there will be peace. What is the result of it? Let's find out. In verse 6, Romans chapter 8. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What does it mean to be spiritually minded? Your thoughts and God's thoughts are one. They're very close to one another. When that happens, the Bible says to us that the result is life and peace. Now, the definition of peace in the Bible is not a feeling of tranquility. But the ability for you and me to sleep in the storm. Jesus is in the boat. He got up and he said, what? Peace be still. It's not enough for you to be in the boat. You got to have peace in the boat. If you don't have, then you'll be all like the disciples. Apostle Bob, you brought us here. Look what you've done to us now. No, you got to have peace. What is peace? The ability to stay focused in the storm. We're going to go to the other side. That you're not shaken, you're not moved by the storms around you. Everything is moving except what is inside of you. You don't lose your focus. You don't lose anything. The second dimension of peace is to have authority to calm the storm around you. That's what the Bible says to us. When you're spiritually minded, when your mind is in sync with what God is doing inside of your spirit, what happens to you? You become so steady. You become so sure. You become so focused to go towards the other side. Because our mandate is to go to the other side. It's not to stay in the boat. The boat is only a vehicle by which it takes us to the other side. But in the boat, and when you get down, you got to have peace. Peace be still. It's just to test your level of peace. Okay. Spiritually minded is life and peace. So you can stay calm in the storm. Why? Because when you stay calm in the storm, the life of God in you can flow. And when the Bible talks about life, it talks about the life of God, the Zoe, the God kind of life. Your perspectives are different. Your words are different. Everything about your life becomes different because now your perspectives have changed. And when that begins to happen, your mind begins to follow what's inside of your spirit. Your mind is not following everything around you. Your mind is not a second-class citizen. But your mind is following what's inside of your spirit. So many times our mind are led by whatever is happening around us. No, you got to focus your mind on what's happening inside of you. Because if your mind can build what your spirit is building, what will happen is everything that God is doing inside of you will come forth from you faster and faster. It will grow. It will come forth even faster and faster. The inner man inside of you will begin to grow in such a stature that whatever on the outside will be swallowed by the law of the spirit of life. The law of sin and death will swallow the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's why it's not possible for you to be struggling all the time. You're going to rise above every struggle. You're going to rise above every limitation. You're going to begin to break boundaries for yourself and for others. Because the moment you do that, others break through. The moment Gideon broke through, 300 others suddenly break through. It just takes one. It just takes one to break through. The rest will follow. But how does it happen? The law of the spirit of life got to be, it's got to be operating inside of you. It's got to be operating inside of you. A classic case is Abraham. The law of the spirit of life was operating inside of him. That no matter what happened around him, although there was a famine, there was everything that was happening around him, there was difficulties, but you know what? That law kept operating inside of him. And when that operates inside of him, everything outside have to bow down. Yes. Every other law have to bow down. Yes. One of the great challenges we have in our life on a daily basis is finance. Everybody has, you know, is challenged with this because this is a system, this is a law that was created by the devil. It's true. It's not bad. It's a tool if you understand how to use it, but it's created by the devil. Why do I say that? Because when God created man and put him in the garden, he didn't give him $100 and say, "Let's go shopping." He said, "Go forth, multiply, replenish the earth." There was no money in the garden. There was only God and His Word and His presence. That's God's intention from the beginning of time. But this law called money operates around us. And it masters us continuously. That's why Jesus said, "You cannot serve two. You cannot serve two masters." So whenever you want to do something, whenever you think like, you know, like the apostle tells you, it's, you know, we need to go to Malaysia. You feel so excited. Wow, it's great. It's fine. Until you check your bank account. It masters your emotion. It masters your dream. It masters everything around you. But when the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus operates inside of you, this law has to bow down. This law has to bow down. That's why during the service later, we'll cover a little bit more on this aspect, just to whet your appetite a little bit. What is the process by which it's happened? What's practical steps we can take to defeat this law that's inside of us? When this law begins to work inside of you, the Bible says to us in verse 9, Romans chapter 8, you're not in the flesh but in the Spirit. For indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. The Bible says if you're not in the flesh but in the Spirit. That means right now, although you are in the flesh, but you don't live by life of the flesh. You live in the Spirit, and it's a capital letter. You're living in the Holy Spirit. How does that happen? The Holy Spirit got to live in you. Although we know that when we receive Christ, the Spirit of God lives in us. But what this verse is saying is it's actively working inside of you until self comes to an end. So now he lives in you. Amen? Yes. He lives inside of you. But what is the purpose of him living in you? So that he can take you to the place where he is living. Yeah. You're not in the flesh, in the?
Spirit.
In the?
Spirit.
Spirit. But how do we get there? It's in that verse. If indeed the Holy Spirit dwells in you. He lives inside of you. He's comfortable. He is able to express himself. Your thoughts are not limited. Amen? Your thoughts are not limited. When you see somebody and the Holy Spirit says to you that you can pray for the person can be healed. And you think, I don't think so. He's not able to express himself fully inside of you. When he says that and you and your mind and his mind is not in sync, it's not one, there is a separation.
Yes.
But the moment you and him become one and he says to you, this is possible, you say, tell me how. He says, jump, you say, how high. He says, run, you say, how fast. So he's living in you. That's what this scripture is saying. Is this not doctrinally, yes, you receive Christ. Christ is, Spirit of God is in me. You know, the Holy Spirit is living in me. No, what it means is it's actively growing inside of you.
Yes.
Until the nature of your spirit becomes like the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The very nature inside of you begins to change and the Holy Spirit takes hold of your spirit and begins to change the nature of your spirit. The moment the nature of your spirit changes, the nature of your mind changes. Because many times we're trying to deal with this mind. The answer is not in your mind, the answer is in your spirit. You're trying to keep on changing your mind. And say, today this is what I don't want to do. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 24, it says, put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. The new man, your inner man, it was created according to God. God was the mold.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 24, it was created according to God. Is it there? Ephesians 4, 24?
Yes.
Same Bible?
Yes.
Our Bible similar? Malaysian Bible, American Bible, all the same? Okay, just checking, all right. And then you put on the new man which was created where? How? According to God. According to God Himself. The original mold is God Himself. But because you live in an environment that is limiting, you live in an environment that is negative, you live in an environment that is difficult, the inner man inside of you is shaped according to everything around you. But it has the potential to be like Him. It has the potential to be like Him. So the Bible says, put on the new man. How does that happen? In verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. How does it happen? Verse 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So the Bible says to us that to put on the new man, the spirit of your mind, the nature of your mind needs to change. Yeah. Amen? So we go out every day and we say, today I don't want to sin. That's what we say. Today I don't want to be angry. Have you heard of that before? Yes. You drive out your porch and somebody just drives by in such a way that is so like angelic-like. And you say, where did this man come from? If you've driven in Malaysia, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, and you're already angry. So, you know, and you keep saying, I don't want to get angry. You go to the office, something happens, you get angry. You keep saying, I don't want to sin, but you sin. Why? Because the nature of your mind is not changed. The nature of your mind works in this way. Just follow this instruction, can you? Do not think of a red apple. What are you thinking about? The nature of your mind is to latch on what is negative and work on it by itself. That's why diets don't work. Because every day you say, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat this food. What are you thinking about? I won't go into that, all right. Leave that alone. But the Bible says, put on the new man, which was created after God. What does that mean? That means your mind is now concentrating on what God is doing on the inside. Because what God is doing on the inside of your spirit, causing your spirit to become like Him. The nature of your spirit is becoming more and more like Him. When that begins to happen, whatever that's happening in your spirit shoots all the thoughts of God into your mind. And your mind now is a place that is very conducive for the thoughts of God to come through. When your mind is not conducive for that kind of environment, for what is happening inside of your spirit to happen in your mind, that's why continuously some people, they have great potential in their spirit. They are fine in church. They want to do things for God. But when they go out there, they have a struggle. But the moment you understand that when the law of the spirit of life, what happens inside of your spirit, you concentrate on the Holy Spirit living inside of you, expressing inside of you, your mind is able to begin to see the possibilities of everything that He is saying. The Holy Spirit now lives inside of you, and because He lives inside of you, He is able to express Himself. He takes you to the place where He is living. Yeah. There shall be neither dew nor rain according to the word of the Lord. From where He's standing, it won't rain. Because He's standing in another place. Your address changes. When the law of the Spirit of life operates inside of you, your address changes. The place you're living from is a place where God is living from. And when that begins to happen, everything around your life is not a problem, it's just a challenge. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Everything around your life is there for you to conquer. Hallelujah. Yes. Is there for you to bring His glory. Yes. Everything begins to change inside of your heart, inside of your life. Why? Because what's happening in your spirit and what's happening in your mind is the same. Your mind is only facilitating what's happening inside of your spirit. If your mind is not helping to facilitate what's happening inside of your spirit, what is in your mind and what is in your spirit keeps clashing. And when it clashes, you cannot detect what's happening inside of you. So you continue to live your life naturally. The natural mind is enmity to God. But the moment this process happens, when the mind begins to be shaped, the mind is trained by so many different things. And when it is retrained, what will happen is you will walk in the Spirit and you live a life that the law of the Spirit of life will bring us and break every law of sin and death, will overcome every law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we stand to our feet? Give him praise as you stand to your feet and begin to just say, no, this is what is for you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. I prophesy to you this morning that this is what will happen inside of your heart, inside of your life. This is a beginning. This is a beginning. This is the beginning of the law of the Spirit of life happening inside of you, happening in your mind, happening inside of you. You can see the possibilities. Your mind is set free. Your mind is not conditioned anymore. Oh, but you are free. You're free. You're set free. Hallelujah. There's a power inside of you. There's a grace to rise inside of you. There's no more limitation, no more boundaries. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Come on, begin to lift your heart and lift your voice to him this morning and know that God, that the law of the Spirit of life had made me free from the law of the sin and death. Oh, Shakaba, Rende, Shokobo, Yamba, you are free, you're free, you are free. Oh, freedom, hallelujah. Freedom to live that life. Oh, worry-free life. Rondo, Shakaba, Yembe. Hallelujah. Shokobo Yamba Rende. Yo, ya, 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 Kaba. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Sabaron Tokobo Yembe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel in my spirit this morning that the Lord is taking you to another level. God is taking you to a new level. Because you have stayed connected, because you have stayed pursuing me. You have stayed. Even in this week, you will see some breakthroughs happen for you. Specifically for some of you, there will be 3 breakthroughs that will happen inside of your heart, inside of your mind, inside of you. The things that you've been struggling with is going to get easier. It's going to get easier. It's going to get easier. And you're going to come into that life because your mind is focused on finishing the course. Your mind is focused on picking up the mandate. Your heart is focused on everything that God has for you. Father, we thank you for a new day that has come upon us. We thank you for a new grace that has come upon us. We will not be left behind, oh God. But we'll be a peculiar people, a holy generation, a kingly generation, oh God. Oh, Shakaba Rende, Sokobo, Yamba Rende. Oh, Halaba Kabababa Rende. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your spirit is going to be in the driver's seat. Not your mind anymore. Your spirit is going to be in the driver's seat. Your mind will follow whatever the Holy Spirit is working in your life. There is a shift in the spirit realm this morning. There is a shift to live under this open heaven. There's a shift to live under a greater heaven. Greater openness of heaven inside of your heart and inside of your life. Father, we are so grateful to you this morning, O God. Seal this work, O God. Holy Spirit, seal this work, O God. That together we will move forward. Because we're not just human beings. We are spirit beings created according to God. So we thank you. We take our place this morning. We take our place this morning. Take your place this morning. Take that position in the Spirit. Take that posture in the spirit to know that every law of sin and death is defeated. Take that posture inside of your heart to know that this is who you are. You will not be intimidated by your environment. You will not be intimidated by your past. You will not be stopped by anything around you, but you will become the unstoppable generation. The spirit of resurrection is inside of you, and it will rise above every limitation. It will rise above every wall. It will rise above every boundary and cause something supernatural to shift this morning inside of your hearts. Father, we thank you. We love you for what you're doing, oh God. We are so grateful that this is what you're doing in each person in this hall. Every person in this hall, there is a shift in the spirit this morning. There is a shift in the spirit. Father, we thank you. We love you, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay. We'll give you a heads up because you were here for the message, but there are some MP3s that Cyrus brought on this message. Okay, so there's 6 messages on MP3. They're $25. You'll get first shot. They're in the bookstore, okay, the MP3s. And you get to always hear this, but we haven't talked anything. What's going on? I mean, they don't know what the Wednesday classes have been all about. We haven't said anything. They're just coming in. And you have to really get Romans 6 to go in Romans 8. As soon as they get in Romans 8, we know we're in trouble here. Because that's where we live. But that was so rich, taking us to a different level. Let's give the Lord a praise and thank him. We thank you. Yes. So the MP3s, there's 6 messages on that, Life in the Spirit. And take a break. We'll see you in 15 minutes.